Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Now, it's up to Matthew Stafford. 92 yards away from tying the game with 63 seconds and no timeouts. Stafford unloads.
Indeed they do. Courtesy of Fox Sports, Tampa will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealer, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. 24-18, the final, gentlemen, and finally a run game to speak of and a win to speak of at home. That's seven in a row.
Hey, it's great. Great, great, great. You know, the Bears are 2-2 now. Green Bay's 2-2 with all, you know, the way things are going. The Detroit Lions will be 3-1, and guess what? The Minnesota Vikings are 4-0. That's okay. We are still viable, and OB, it was a big win no matter how you want to cut it.
Well, that's exactly correct, Dan, but I'm going to tell you something. I how we won this game, I have no idea. Running the football in the first half, we ran for 43 yards. In the second half, we came back, ran for 88. Passing the football in this league. First half, we passed for 54 yards. Second half, we passed for 79, and we won a football game against a 2-1. I mean, a one-win, two-loss team. We're 1-2-loss. Now we're 2-2. Let's see what happens here on out, because we play a lot of cream puffs from here on out.
All right, we'll get the show rolling here in just a second. Happen to be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois.
Hot route, hot route.
Who brought it today? Looking at which Bear played tough, played hard.
Now the tempo again as Swift gets going. It goes the DeAndre Swift for his first Chicago Bears touchdown.
That is Who Brought It Today, sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, the card to bring through it all. DeAndre Swift running for 93 yards, and he caught 72 yards worth of passes today in the Bears' victory. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. How about DeAndre Swift today?
Well, and you know what? For the first 3 weeks, we're all saying, what the heck are they doing? Why are they forcing this player into a situation that he has been unaccustomed? He has always been a third down change of pace back. And today, he was able to make some plays. Good for him. What did you say, 93? Most of it on that one run.
Yeah, 36-yard touchdown.
Yeah, 36-yard touchdown. Well, but guys, here's the deal. First half, the Rams kind of controlled us. We were lucky to be ahead 10-6. But in the second half, as much as it pains us to admit it, the offensive line actually started taking over the game. And if you think about it, we were much better in protection, but the running game started to respond. And, you know, Tevin Jenkins missed three quarters. I think OB said, the Rams are saying, put him back in. But at the end of the day, the offensive line started to gel. And in the second half, a lot of good things happened. But back to, you know, the fact that I started the segment off saying, hey, folks, we're 2-2. I don't know if a lot of folks caught it, but 1-3 teams have not made the playoffs in the last 3 years. It was crucial, critical, important that we do not lose this game. But hook or crook, we got it done the second half.
Danny, we won this game because of the defense, okay? First quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, okay? You can't sit there, Dan, And in two quarters of football and pass for 54 yards. And you can't run in the first for two quarters, or first quarter. And you can't run for 43 yards and win a football game in this league. Not unless you're playing somebody that's as lousy as you are. And home field advantage took effect. And our defense is the one that won this game for us, folks. Make no mistake about it.
We're looking at the numbers for Caleb Williams today, 17 of 23, so a far cry from 52 attempts, 157 yards, a passer rating over 100 at 106.6. He did have the one touchdown pass and no picks, which the guys on the broadcast were talking about that. Just ball security for him was huge, especially after last week turning it over a couple of times.
Well, two things. Number one, and whether you like it or not, quarterbacks have this kind of a gunslinger attitude. It's me against the other quarterback. And Matt Stafford has won a Super Bowl. The guy's played 200 games in the NFL. And by all measure, and I know the stats don't lie, OB, but guess what? We won the game 24-18, and we were able to beat the Wicked Witch. I have seen Matt Stafford come from behind so many times to ruin our day. It was great. And, yeah, that was the defense.
Our defense stand. They stood up to the plate today, Dan.
I got it, but he didn't turn the ball over. See, that's what Andy and I are trying to get at. Yeah, it was a team effort, but defense played pretty darn well.
We won this game because of the defense, not our offense. You're not going to pass for 30-some, 40-some yards a half, and you're not going to run for 88 or 45 or 54 yards and consistently win football games in the National Football League. It's just not going to happen.
Well, we had 330-plus last week, and we lose. I'm saying
we had 84 plays. How about – I'll tell you why we lost that game. We got out-coached. That's why we lost that football game.
That was a big part of it. But when you strip it all away, 2-2 gives everything a fresh little coat of paint. And, hey, we're still viable. And we've got Carolina and the 0-4 Jaguars in London before the bye. The only thing you're thinking about is find a way to win the next two.
We're playing, folks, cream puff team. I'm telling you, these teams are so bad, it's unbelievable.
It's like a dozen.
We got them on our schedule, and thankful that's good. We got our new quarterback, and hopefully he is progressing little by little each week, whatever have you. But I'm telling you, the storm is coming, folks. The storm is coming.
312-981-7200. We'll get to your phone calls after the news. We'll take a quick break here and get into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Happen OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hello, football fans, from longtime sponsor Nationwide agent Jeff Vukovich. For all your auto, home, or business insurance needs, contact Vuk at jeffvuk.com. And remember, Nationwide is on your side.
Andy, we're going to be on right after the games from now on. The Sox, that's over with now.
Correct.
So please tune in. And I'm telling you, I'm so tired of taking a beating every week. Oh, my God.
Chevy dealers, Dan Hampton's defensive player of the game.
Not many teams use more pre-snap motion than the Rams. They have some here with Atwell. Dak's got to get him.
Dan Hampton's defensive player of the game, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Jaquan Brisker is the man today. 12 total tackles. He had the sack that you just heard there, courtesy of Fox Sports, and the interception that basically put it away.
Yep, he put the old dagger in Mr. Stafford. And overall, you know, our defense has been just tremendous. And you're talking about it off the top, OB. They won the game. Well, yeah, they did.
They won this football game.
But part of that is the fact that they have really, really played well on third down. Today, the Rams were 3 of 9, 33%. Anything under 40 is pretty darn good. And the part about Brisker, he got a little ticky-tack, personal foul early in the game. Didn't bother him. He went on about his business. And I got to tell you, the secondary, they're playing great.
Danny, the 11 guys on defense, defensive line, okay. The strength are our linebackers. And the true strength is why we've been able to stay in games is people trying to pass against us. Our defensive backs are terrific, Dan. Folks, those four guys back there, whichever four are back there, it doesn't matter. I'm telling you, they're all over the wideouts. They're all over the tight ends. They're all over the wideout receivers. It doesn't matter if there's a motion or whatever it is. These kids are playing terrific football. So kudos to the coach, kudos to the defensive coaches. But again, where's our strength on this team? It's the linebackers and defensive backs, and it has shown up in all four games for us, Dan. And that's why we won this game today, because of those seven people. They did a terrific job. Defensive line, they're okay. They're okay. Sometimes they show up, sometimes they don't. But, boy, our linebackers and our D-backs, folks, they are terrific. Boy, they take no prisoners, and they hit people, and they come after people, and they play tight coverage. They don't play loose coverage. They run with the receivers. They're terrific.
Yep, Matt Stafford. We all, you know how we respect the guy. He's a hell of a player. He was 20 of 29, no touchdowns, one interception. But at some point, you kind of felt like, you know, late in the game, he was going to, you know, bust out, make some big plays. He never did. Nobody was able to get open.
That's exactly what I was saying, Dan. All right, who won this game? It's very one damn word takes a second. Defense. That's why we won it. Nothing else mattered.
312-981-7200. Before we get to a break, let's get to a phone call from Dan out in Michigan. Michigan, and Dan, you're up on with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I got to agree with you on that one. Defense is what kept us in the game and won that game. This offense has got to get better. Otherwise, we're going to just be sliding by like this. Like you said, cream puff teams, it's not going to last. And
no, it's not. There's a storm coming, Danny.
Yeah, and these kind of games like this, you know, we can coin the phrase here in Chicago, winning ugly is no way to go.
Danny, that's a good call. Let me just jump on this real quick. You're talking about the first half of a football game. You got to have these guys ready to play. For God's sakes, with our talent and what we have, first half, the first two quarters, we run for a total of 43 yards, and we pass for a total of 54 yards, and we won the damn football game. How do we want it? I do know. We won it because of our defense. But if you're going to go along the remaining games, even these cream puff teams that are coming up, if we stick to this routine here of just barely passing, just barely running, and hoping we get the breaks, it's going to come to an end sooner or later, folks. Reality is going to set in.
You know, and if you think about it, you know, our offense scored three touchdowns. That one in the first half, that was a gimme. Remember, they fumble on their 16, and then we get a big PI on the fact that Keenan Allen was in the game. I guess it was a courtesy call. you're actually going to actually play today. So anyway, the official, by hook or crook, we actually netted 2 yards that drive for the touchdown. And then later
Unreal.
On, was that? But it counts. And then we got a field goal right before the half. But long story short, the offense is, you know, we were making one step forward, two steps back. I think today we took two steps forward and maybe a step back or two.
As you guys were mentioning, we talk about how the Bears' coverage was today, sponsored by Thatcher Oak Commercial Awnings, covering Chicagoland businesses for over 40 years. And I think we kind of proved the point there with Jalen Johnson, Tyreek Stevenson, Kyler Gordon, Jaquan Brisker, whoever was back
those
there.
Those kids are playing their hearts out. Yeah. Believe me, they are, folks. And I'm not telling you what. Their talent is really showing how quick they are. Defensive back, you got to be as quick as a cat. And all four of them back there, I'm telling you, they're all over the receivers. Nobody can get separation from them. And our linebackers, when they come with the blitz, and if they happen to break through our tackles, those guys are there to stop the long runs.
312-981-7200. That is our phone number. Again, 312-981-7200. We'll be with you until 7:30 here tonight, breaking down the Bears' victory over the L.A. Rams. Happen will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
And from now on, we'll be on right after the game.
Yes, we will. We'll take time out here on 720 WGN.
Rams bring an extra body.
Highlights courtesy Fox Sports as the Bears win at 24-18. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. That was a pretty good throw to DJ Moore there in the back of the end zone.
Well, as we had that three-hour break waiting for the White Sox to play dead, I was thinking, what were the two or three best plays that Caleb Williams had today? That was a really, and it was behind the defender where only DJ would be able to make a play on it. That was a great play. The other one was on the slant to Cole Kmet on third down, I think at 9. It was for like 16, 17 yards.
Yep, Cole Kmet made great catches.
He did.
Terrific.
And what that tells you is, okay, there's a scheme, there's a rhyme or reason for all these different things and all that. He's starting to kind of settle in. There's still a, you know, we love DJ Moore, but he was loafing on one of those out and ups.
For the end zone.
Double moves. I mean, if he would have ran it out, it would have hit him in the head.
The announcers on television brought that up too,
yeah.
Danny.
And they're loath to point it out, but, you know, the more that Caleb puts the ball on the spot where the receivers can now say, if I do my job and I run my route and I can get release and I can get there, the ball will be waiting for me. And that emboldens the receivers, which only breeds confidence in your quarterback.
Danny, I would really, this is a game. We're at home, okay? And a 1-2 team is coming in. We just lost to an 0-2 team and coming in here. And this is the fourth game. Now, there should be a little bit more harmony, a little bit more cohesiveness between our offensive coordinator and our great quarterback. Hopefully he's going to be great. But I'm going to tell you something. The numbers that this kid has put up so far after four games, I am not impressed in any stretch of anybody's imagination. Look at the kid Daniels who was drafted behind him. Look at what he's doing. Offensively, we struggle mightily, folks, against lousy football teams. The first four games, there's only one, Houston, okay? The other three are not good football teams. They're terrible. And we struggle mightily to win a game. And so, like, whose fault is it? Is it the coaches? Is it the players? Is it a certain player on offense, certain player on defense, or whatever have you? There's something wrong. Something's not connecting here. We should be at least 3-1. We should have been playing against some of these lousy teams, and we're not, and we struggled. And guess what we did again today? We're at home against a 1-2 team, and we come in here, and we pass first half for 43 yards. 54 yards. We run for 43 yards. Folks, we're not going to win a lot of games when you start meeting the quality teams.
312-981-7200 is our telephone number. Let's head out to Willowbrook and say hi to Gary. Gary, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I watched the entire game today, and if you noticed, Caleb was chewing on his mouthpiece. He didn't have it properly put inside his mouth. How in the heck can he do his cadence so that his entire team understands what the heck he's saying?
Gary, I have no answer for you.
I don't either.
I have no, not unless he's using sign language or something.
Let me tell you real quick. When you were in college, you had to have the mouthpiece in. Otherwise, they throw you off the field. In the pros, you didn't have to. And all the time, there would be like dental services coming in and saying, oh, well, you need a mouthpiece. You know, I hated them. And I know people get their teeth knocked out. I got it. But for whatever reason, you know, I'd say 80% of the players today, they use one. Somehow, some way, they communicate. I don't know how. I don't know, what's going on with it. But it beats me. Evidently, the offense ran okay because we scored enough points today to hang a W up.
Well, when I see Gary, when I see him, he's chewing on the side of his mouth. And just before he starts the cadence, now if he automatically just slides it right back into his teeth and he starts barking out the signals, maybe that's how he's doing it. But I see what you see. Just before he starts to do it, it's on the side of his mouth and he's chewing on it.
Yeah, I think he ends up sliding it back into his mouth. And barking out the signals at that
chap
point.
Chap lips must be just a terror.
Let's go back out of the phones. Let's go to Mount Prospect and say hi to Frank. Frank, you're up with Happen OB. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dan. 88 years old. I've been with the Back in the Bears, and we got to get rid of that head coach. He puts on them, anything he does, he starts talking, and then he's screwing something up somewhere on the line. I don't know what they meant by keeping him around.
Well, and unbeknownst to me going into today, but Matt Eberflus had won his last six home games. Let me say that again. I couldn't believe it. But he had won his last six home games. And guess what? Now he's won his last seven home games. And if you're trying to make a case to say he doesn't know what he's doing and get rid of him, boy, that's a pretty big impediment. You know, you win your last seven home games, gosh almighty, you know, be true to your school and win one for the Gipper and always fight at home and all. Something's going on. Somehow, some way, maybe, you know, the Papa Bear Hallis fairy dust or something. I don't know. Did you know that, OB?
I have an answer for you, Danny. A lot has to do with the schedule and the quality of people that we play. 3 years ago, we had the easiest schedule in the league. Last year, we had the second easiest schedule in the league. This year, we've got, the third easiest schedule in the league. And what you do when you're a lousy football team, then your schedule for the upcoming year, it's all you play the schmuffs just like you. Okay, and that's exactly how the schedule goes.
You know,
but there is a storm coming in the back half of the season.
Yeah,
you wait and see.
Yeah, and we'll go over that here after the break. But real quick before we get to the break, I would have bet a lot of money that's he's won his last seven games. I mean, that's more than any other coach in the game of football, NFL football.
Dan.
That's I got it. It's a league of bums that's coming in here.
No.
I got They're staggered in.
Let me get a word on Edgewise, and knock them out, and put
them back on the plane. I got it. But he still won the last seven games at home. Unbelievable.
Okay.
I know. It's inexplicable.
Oh, okay.
Let's get to our Mueller Auto Group game-changing moment here, sponsored by the Mueller family of dealerships in Hoffman Estates, Kearney, Highland Park, and Merrillville. And we had it narrowed down, Hamp, to that first drive in the second half, where it really looked like the Bears meant business at that point and then extended the lead.
Okay, so we get the ball, and you know, what are we going to get, right? The first half, we started off with three punts. We get that little cheap field goal, touchdown, after they fumble. So what are we going to see? It was a beauty. Somehow, some way, Shane Waldron put together his best drive, I think, of the season. We came back with a 12-play, 74-yard drive for a touchdown that was basically engineered by our rookie quarterback. It was all no huddle and hurry-up offense. And those are the type of things that make you say, hey, maybe, just maybe, this is going to work.
Yeah, it seems like he is much more in rhythm when the tempo is increased.
That's what he did in college.
Yeah.
But again, instead of doing what he does best, we're going to make him do something else. Get in the huddle, scratch, you know what, and hang around and get a call and everybody go and break the – no, get on the line, let the kid see what he needs to see. Maybe Shane Waldron kind of stumbled onto something here.
Guys, that's nothing new in the way the game is played in the National Football League from week to week and year to year. No huddle offense. It's that stuff. Everybody knows it. Everybody got to get involved. Sometimes it works for you. Sometimes it doesn't. It worked for him. But
typically,
it's
in the latter stages of the half.
Revelation.
I got it. But we were playing the Rams,
Dan. Okay,
who beat the 49ers, they were one kick away from winning the world championship. I'm just saying, you can only play who's here. Well, that was 7 months ago. I'm just saying you can only play the team that's on the field.
Time now for a break, and we'll get to the news and come back with some of your phone calls, 312-981-7200. Bears win at 24-18. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Matthew Stafford with yet another comeback victory. Now he goes to work with a 6-0. Oh, that ball is out, and the Bears defense may have come up with a crucial play. When the offense has struggled, the defense has come alive. Montez Sweat knocked it free. Tyler Gordon comes out with it in Rams territory.
Courtesy of Fox Sports, Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. That led to the Roschon Johnson touchdown from Montez Sweat with a strip sack, and the Bears took over. Got that little pass interference penalty and then decided to go into the end zone. Quickly, let's get to our epic performance of the game. It's sponsored by Epical, revolutionizing beverage hydration with a pick, twist, and a rapid hydration. Let's give that to Torrey Taylor, the punter. His numbers are staggering. Five punts. An average of 55.4, a net average of 48. He had three of those five punts inside the 20, and he flipped the field twice late in that game. I thought he did fantastic.
You know, and I'll be the first one to tell you that punting has never been like something I'm concerned with or watched a whole bunch. Or what about you, OB? I know that Ray Guy is in the Hall of Fame, but I never really said, oh, wow, did you see what he did? But this was a big deal.
I'm going to tell you, we won a world championship in 63. We had a punter by the name of Bobby Joe Green. And I'll tell you what, he saved us. I couldn't tell you how many times he'd punt that ball. I mean, he had a live leg, and he would bomb it just like that kid did. And he would give us a breathing room when we would run onto the field. Instead of them getting the ball on the 50-yard line or our 40 or whatever have you. And when you get a punter as good as that kid is, that to me, wow, that is big, Danny. That is huge, because that's the guy that can be a game changer and get you out of a difficult situation.
And think about that. In my mind, those punts and the result of those punts were probably in the top 6, 7, 8 plays of the game at the moment. At the time, how much of an effect it had on the game.
That's how important a punter is on a team. If that guy that can get you out of harm's way. And he did it. Kudos to him.
Yep.
And Andrea out in Huntley wants to talk more about Torrey Taylor. Andrea, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hi. No, all I was going to say was I hope he gets a game ball. I came in just to, you know, highlight what he did in those last two punts inside the 10. So in two different, you know, one really long and one that needed to stay out of the end zone, you know, for a touchback. So,
well, yeah. And who knows? You know, a win, everybody's, you know, jovial, jocularity is at its high point in the locker room. I'm sure the punter probably got his head tasseled and, and hey, game ball for Torrey Taylor. And that's great. But, again, I got this buddy, Big Jim, and I was grousing this summer. I'm saying, what the heck are we taking a punter in the fourth round? We need offensive linemen. Well, I got a bunch of texts during the game. This is why you take a punter in the fourth round. Okay, maybe I stand corrected. I still wish we had some more offensive line. But, hey, as you know, fourth game, let's hope this isn't his finest hour. It can only get better, right?
Danny, there's obviously somebody saw something in him, okay, and that was probably not an area of strength for us. And I'll tell you what, the kid stepped up to the plate, so kudos to him. And, I mean, he got us out of a couple of times of where we could have really been in trouble, and he got us out of it. And, by the way, that's what you're paid to do, and he does it.
Let's talk a little bit about this offensive line as well, because we mentioned during the game, Tevin Jenkins went out, and then it was known that he was going to be out for the rest of the game. The group that was in there...
Why, was he a little dizzy from getting spun around?
The turnstile got him spinning around, yeah.
My God.
But the group that was in there, I mean, actually did a pretty decent job in that second half. But it's true.
What was that Jimmy Stewart movie where the guy couldn't go upstairs? High anxiety or okay. What? What was it?
Vertigo.
There you go.
Yeah, he's got vertigo.
Kim Novak.
From getting run over and spun around.
Alfred Hitchcock, right?
Yeah. It was vertigo with Kim Novak. What a beautiful lady. As a matter of fact, she's from one of the suburbs. I think Maywood or Westchester or somewhere.
How kind of you to notice.
But in all seriousness, that group that was in there toward the end, I mean, they looked like they actually were giving Caleb some time.
And that's what I wrote down. Yeah. For offensive line looked better today in the second half than it has at any other point during the course of this young season. Now, I know it's only four games.
We won the game on defense. You can talk about offense all you want till the cows come home, the giraffes come loose or whatever. My God, it was defense. Let's give those guys the credit. That's why we won this football game, Dan.
We gave them credit.
We didn't have drive after drive, passing down the field, converting on third down. We only converted on 33%. Our offense didn't do it. Our defense won this damn game.
Did our defense score on a 12-play, 74-yard drive?
No, but they stopped them.
They stopped them
from scoring, Dan. That's what they did.
No, they didn't.
The hell they didn't.
No, they in the second half.
The last time I checked, we won the football game.
They scored two field goals and a touchdown. Last time I checked, that's 13 points given up in a half. That'd be 26 in a game. I'm just saying they were good enough for a win, but give the offense a little credit. In the second half, we had five possessions. We went touchdown, touchdown, punt, punt, kneel down.
Dan,
that's pretty good stuff.
Fine. We won the football game, okay? I'm not going to sit there and say that our quarterback did a phenomenal job, that he threw for 375 yards. Our running backs, each one of them ran for well over 100 yards. That did not happen, Dan. For God's sakes, in running the football the first half, we ran for 43 yards. In passing the first half, we threw for 54 yards. 54 yards against a 1-2 football team, and we're playing at home in front of our fans. We're lucky as hell we won this football game.
You just can't give the offensive line any credit, can you?
No. That's exactly correct.
Look, we went on a 74-yard touchdown drive and a 75-yard touchdown drive. I'm saying we ain't done that this year. That's good stuff in the same half.
Dan, isn't that what they're supposed to do every time they get the ball? In every quarter, every snap, every series?
That's why we've been beating them with the club.
Isn't that what a team is supposed to do?
That's why we've been hitting them in the head every week with a hammer. But at least now in the second half today, they actually looked viable. They look like
our defense wore the Rams offense out. They wore them out, Danny. They beat them at the line of scrimmage, and our defensive backs beat them in the defensive area of knocking down the passes of tight coverage. That's exactly what the hell happened.
Can I ask another question about the offense? I'm a little scared to do that.
Ask me. He doesn't want to give the offense any credit.
So during the broadcast.
No, you want to give it to them like they're the greatest coming of whoever,
if they score two touchdowns a half, that'll win 10 games.
Dan, we won this game. We were lucky we won the football game. We played a lousy football team, but we played at home. We had everything going for us. Okay? Let's not put these guys in the Super Bowl next week, all right? We got a long way to go. And we got a lot of easy teams that we're going to play.
So real quick, before we take our next break here, they were talking on the broadcast. I know Mark Sanchez was a pretty good college quarterback. He's so-so in the pros, but I mean, I guess he's speaking from experience when he looked at Caleb Williams and said that he's starting to learn the fact that he doesn't have to go for the home run all the time. It's more of living to see the next play. But is that something that you've seen, too, from the very beginning when he stepped out on the field for game one to where he is right now after game four?
No, and it, trust me, he has been, I don't want to say beaten down to, you know, not go for the home run all the time. You can just tell that. And he's done a decent job of going to second, third, good check downs, all those different things.
He's not calling the plays. The offensive coordinator's calling the plays
in. There you go. But one thing Mark Sanchez said today, early in the game, I don't know if you guys caught it, but he said the more he can learn to throw the receiver open. Throw the receiver open. Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
Okay. And what does that mean? there's a split second where there's a mesh point where the defender or the coverage man will be somewhat close to the receiver. As the receiver tries to create separation, you have to anticipate that. You got to feel it in your bones. That's one of the things that the greatest quarterbacks, Joe Montana, he knew exactly where Jerry Rice was going to be every split second, and he would throw him open. It will be, and again, they had a pretty smart coach in Bill Walsh. He's in the Hall of Fame. I don't know if Shane Waldron's going to make the Hall of Fame, so it may take a little bit longer. But remember, we're talking about that tonight. Caleb's got to learn to throw the receiver open.
All right, let's take a quick time out here. Happen to be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
This is the NFL, right? It's a one-week league. You win a couple games, and you're all that in a bag of chips, and then you lose a couple, and you're the other thing. So it's water off a duck's back. You know, you got to make sure that you're focusing on your job, focusing on what you do, and making corrections. You know, either way, you can't get too high, you can't get too low, you got to be steady. That's what you got to do as an NFL coach and an NFL player.
Matt Eberflus with a lot of cliches right there.
If you want to play this league as a coach and as a player, you've got to be exceptional. That's what you have to be.
Yeah, but it'll be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Let's ask a question here. What play do the Bears need to scrap? It is sponsored by Elgin Recycling, where you'll get top dollar for all your scrap metal. We were talking a little bit about maybe not a specific play, but something that they should worry about pre-snap and all these penalties that they're getting.
Well, and poor Cole Kmet got caught twice, and one was on a motion. And again, that's all timing and practice, and you just got to do it, get a lot of reps. And we don't know how many reps they're taking. Is it enough? Is it the necessary amount? We don't know, but we got to get rid of him. I mean, you can't go forward when you're going back.
24-18, Bears win over the Rams today at Soldier Field. Let's get to a phone call here before we get to the top of the hour in our final break of this hour at 312-981-7200 out to Homewood, and we say hi to Tina. Tina, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hi, Hampton OB. I love listening to your show even more than listening to the game.
Thank you, dear.
I usually agree with both of you guys, but more often than not, I'm going to tell you honestly, I agree with OB. I'm totally in that mindset.
There's smart
some
girl.
Normal expectations that are just standard, and you can't just give them accolades because they're old, they're doing their job. It's like when I finished the White Sox game, it was the same thing. They're like, oh, they did so well. No, they didn't. They did horrible. Don't give them credit for something they didn't. I mean, it was nothing spectacular today. They barely pulled it out. The first half was just ridiculous. I am totally with OB on this one. Sorry, Dan.
Tina, come on the show.
Yeah. Come on. You're getting an invite to the show.
Tina's probably one of his grandkids, you know, stashed away out in Homewood, making this call to make me look bad once again.
No relation.
Guys,
do you really think I would do that? How about a heartbeat?
Guys, 24 points.
Great call, Tina.
It's 24 points. It's 24 points. I mean, look at what this team has done thus far. This is the high point, the high watermark. We're getting better. Two touchdowns and a half.
Dan, we're
on long drives. That's good stuff.
And
I'm just saying, it's good stuff.
4-0.
No, we're not 4-0, but this is how you get to 4-0 seasons where you actually score touchdowns, a couple of them in a half.
I agree.
It's good stuff. But you're right. The defense was critical today. They made the turnover, which created the short field touchdown in the first half. And second half, the offense kind of kicked it up a notch, and they did their part.
Danny, our back seven, if they didn't play the game they played today, we would have lost this football game.
You're right. You're right.
Linebackers and defensive backs, folks.
Yeah.
Trust me on this one.
And credit to John Hoke, who is the defensive backfield coach, secondary coach. John Hoke has done an amazing job getting these guys ready to play week in, week out. They have, and we're 2-2, and it ain't the secondary's fault.
Oh, and Tina, by the way, you're the caller of the month.
Enough already.
You know, with the Bears offense, too, and I'm just curious, you know, for a couple of guys that play defense for a living, it's nice when you give the ball to the offense and they actually go on a sustained drive and give you a little time to recoup and think about what's next, what's going to go on next.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, if you want to know what one of our big problems has been with this team, and I it's from coach to coach or whatever, third down is the most critical down in football. I mean, you got to convert on third down. Why? You eat up the clock. You eat up the yardage. You move the ball down the field, and eventually you score points. And that has been one of our weakest points from head coach to head coach, coaching staff to coaching staff. It's the same damn thing. If we can start converting on third down, then the rhythm comes, folks. Then the rhythm comes offensively. The running game, the passing game, the game calling, our offensive coordinator and the quarterback going back and forth. And it flows and it works and you score points. That's what we've got to get to if we want to be a world champion. And hopefully today, Dan, if what you're saying is kind of pointing towards it a little bit, especially in the second half.
Yes.
Then maybe, hopefully you're right, and hopefully it does work. Hopefully it does.
Baby steps of offensive continuity and consistency. Now let me.
But you got to convert on third down, Dan, or it's never going to happen.
You're right. But let me just throw this out there about the defense. And you've been, you know, blowing your mouth off about how wonderful they all day. But guys, there's some more, you know, bright spots about the defense. Yeah, Montez Sweat made a huge game-changing kind of play, but they were blocking him with a tight end. You best believe nobody's going to try that the rest of the season. They're going to watch tape and saw that he just overpowered a 240-pound tight end. So, but still, that was a big play forcing the fumble. But Gervon Dexter, 99, the kid that they put in at the three technique, he made a play today. I thought it was on a stunt when he got his sack, but it wasn't.
No,
he
wasn't.
Actually beat a guard straight up. And that is the beginning of kind of tasting the nectar, and hopefully it'll keep him, you know, at the trough, trying to get a second one, beating people. You can run all the games till the cows come home. They work once in a while. But if you start beating people, boy, then the games start coming like, you know, a cloudburst. So this was a good thing to see Dexter beat an all-pro, well, not an all-pro, but an NFL-caliber offensive lineman and beat him for a sack in a meaningful situation. It's all good stuff.
Big-time stuff. You're correct, big man.
312-981-7200, the phone number. We're going to take a time out here for the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Hamp and OB is sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Now, when we come back, we're going to give a first quarter grade on the football team, so don't miss that.
Us being on the same page, us understanding the flow, you know, that we're in a flow. Let us just stay in that flow, get going, whether it's the run game, whether it's the pass game. Today, you know, we did kind of both pretty evenly, which is, you know, obviously great, but what we want to do every week. But when it's not like that, you know, stay in the flow. If we get drives going with the pass game, sprinkling a few runs, and we get the, you know, the game going with a few runs, sprinkling a pass, and then, you know, keep running the ball.
Quarterback Caleb Williams talking about the communication between himself and Shane Waldron during the week and during the game today. 24-18 Bears win. Half an OB sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. How well do the Bears protect the pocket today? It's sponsored by the Protect and Grow Retirement Plan by TJ Stearns. Always protecting your pocket. Call them at 800-640-2256. Three sacks, but again, some yardage on the ground, which is kind of refreshing to see.
Well, and again, I think the young quarterback just kind of stated the obvious. Hey, balanced offense is a good thing. Don't fight it. Just kind of get better at it.
All right, let's get some phone calls in here before we take our next break. Let's go out to LaGrange Park and welcome in Carl. Carl, you're up with Amp and OB. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. You were mentioning punters. Remember George Blanda?
Yeah.
George Blanda, Hall of Famer, right from LaGrange Park. He's mentioned in an episode of Happy Days. I remember they said like he was washed up back in the 50s when he was a quarterback. But, yeah, just wanted to mention another Hall of Famer, George Blanda. Rest in peace. Thanks, guys.
Perfect. And you know what? He was a fine fella. I remember the last time I saw him, it was at Rich Harvest Farm, and we sat and had a wonderful conversation. But I think he was more of a place kicker, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's what I remember, man.
Yeah, he may have punted. Back then, everybody did everything.
Everything.
They loaded the bus.
Made sure there was enough snacks and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, 312-981-7200. Let's go out to Oakwood and say hi to Gary. Gary, you're up with Amp and OB. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Amp. Hey, OB. Been listening to you here recently. My buddy Dave Parker's called you here a couple weekends down in Oakwood. And still got that brisket cooking and stuff. Whenever you guys want to make it on down here, we're ready. But, no, I wanted to say you guys made a good point, Amp, earlier about, you know, the offense really helping win the game. But OB is right with that defense. I mean, we could have potentially lost today 41-24 if those field goals, if we didn't hold them to the field goals, they would have went down and scored some touchdowns, even the missed one. So that's all I wanted to say. You guys are doing a great job. Keep it up and get on down to Oakwood sometime.
All right, Gary, thanks so much.
Yeah, and next time the miserable White Sox have a 2.5-hour delay, maybe OB will jump in the car and we'll run down. But thankfully, that's all over now. But back to the game. You know, and today it was a total team effort. The offense did what they had to do. The special teams came in with the great, you know, punting of Torrey Taylor. And the defense was able to stop Matt Stafford when they had to and forced a fumble that created the only touchdown we had in the first half.
Yeah, and it was huge at the time. I mean, it was a big momentum changer. And the fact, too, that the Bears stopped Matt Stafford on the two-point conversion, which really helped things out because it did turn the momentum a little bit.
So here we are. And again, I said it earlier, maybe some folks didn't hear, but the last 3 years in the NFL, if you started the season 1-3, nobody made the playoffs. No one. So winning today, making the Rams go 1-3, that changes everything. Now the Packers are 2-2, Minnesota's 4-0, and again we'll watch Detroit tomorrow night against the undefeated Seattle Seahawks. I kind of figured Detroit will win that, but all being said, Detroit's 2-1. I'm expecting them to get the 3-1, but you know what? And what do we got? 13 games. A couple of game lead isn't that big a deal. So today was a huge win, and it was a total team effort. And we didn't have a bunch of nutty decisions by the coaching staff that put us behind the eight ball. That was a good thing.
Yeah, huge thing. Bears win it by the final of 24-18. We'll take a timeout here. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. And
Jaquan was outstanding today. You know, he had that near interception, you know, on the one third down, and then obviously that big sack, and then the pick at the end. So he really is a passionate guy, and that's why he's one of our first draft picks. It was Kyler and him, and those two guys embody who we want to be as Chicago Bears. Passion, tough, you know, come to work every day, and those guys are working.
Head coach Matt Eberflus. After the 24-18 win, Bears win it over the Rams. Hampton OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. After the game, Caleb Williams met the media. Let's hear from the quarterback.
How's it going, everybody?
Caleb, this seemed to be the second week in a row that the offense seemed to find its rhythm, specifically in the second half.
Yep.
What's been the difference in the first half versus the second half for you all?
Yeah, I think us doing a good job in communicating when we get into the locker room. I think this first half we had, you know, a bit more penalties than we wanted to. I think the main thing with that and the execution was the penalties, first half to second half. You know, we were putting ourselves in advantageous positions in the second half, and things like that with the sticks and staying ahead of the sticks, and then compared to first half with the, you know, with the flags or you know, with us with negative plays, we didn't do as well compared to the second half, and it shows. You know, I think our work throughout this past week was different than our other weeks before, and I think that that goes to our leadership, that goes to our communication, what I've talked about multiple times. you know, I think the growth is there. I think, you know, the leadership and the vets that we have around to be able to help lead and, you know, get to positions where we want to be, which is obviously on Sundays winning games. So, you know, super excited. Super proud of the guys. We're coming out to swing.
Caleb, was this a better game for you in terms of decision making than last week?
I would say so. Obviously, when you don't have two turnovers, you know, that's the most important thing. When you have a defense like us, you got a punter and a kicker that we have. You know, you not turn the ball over, it goes a long way. You're going to win a lot of games. And so handling myself appropriately last week, understanding, you know, ways that I need to get better. And obviously the steady growth throughout the season is extremely important for myself, but also for the team. Not turn the ball over, decision making and things like that. I would have to say it was a little better.
What about the more subtle decisions you made? I mean, the turnovers are obvious when we see that, but just recognizing what was available to
yep.
you, like from play to play to play.
Yeah, I would say so. Getting a few more checkdowns. We always talk about how big checkdowns are, especially on third downs and things like that, whether it's third down and long, third down and short, or medium. Being able to steal a third down is kind of what we call it, whether you're running, you know, as a runner, as a scrambler or whatever, or, you know, things like that, or finding a checkdown and stealing it that way. So, you know, I think we did well with that as a group. You know, C2, split 2 when you catch it. And, you know, the guys did a great job.
We heard a lot about the conversations you guys have with Shane this week.
Yep.
What was your role in this conversation? What was kind of the message you wanted to get across?
Yeah, I think us just, one, when we have turnovers from the defensive side, that we go score, find a way to get points. I think another one was just us being on the same page, us understanding the flow, you know, that we're in. If we're in a flow, you know, let us just stay in that flow, get going. Whether it's the run game, whether it's the pass game, today, you know, we did kind of both pretty evenly, which is, you know, obviously great and what we want to do every week. But when it's not like that, you know, stay in the flow. If we get drives going with the pass game, you know, sprinkling a few runs, and we get the, you know, the game going with a few runs, sprinkling a pass, and then, you know, keep running the ball. So I think that was the main point of emphasis, you know, throughout the week. And obviously us just having open communication is most important, because, you know, like I said before, us having communication, you know, myself being better with communicating, you know, whether it's game day, throughout the week, or whatever case may be, that I had to be better. And I think, you know, today and throughout the week as a collective, I think we were all better.
You talk about staying in the flow. In the middle of the game there, y'all kind of went no huddle. What do you like about that operation? Is it some things down for you? Is it less thinking? What do you like about when you guys get in that no huddle?
Yeah, I think when you get no huddle, it doesn't allow the defense to do what they want to do. I think that's the biggest thing with no huddle. You know, if they have whether it's a personnel or a certain front, you know, like here today, they'll, you know, this team that we play versus the Rams, they have so many different personnels with their fronts and things like that. So when they get into different things, we want to make sure that we can, you know, do our best to exploit it. And so, you know, they'll have fronts sometimes where they bring in six big D linemen and things like that, is what we call it. So, you know, when they get into moments like that, being able to, you know, open the field up, go with no huddle, you know, get them all tired, and then, you know, spread the ball around. And then when they take them out, you know, run the ball.
On the touchdown with DJ, what was your vantage point on that sequence there?
It
singled up the linebacker.
Yeah, so it was, you know, I was actually, I saw the safety running over. It was a bit, I think, a big confusion on the defensive side. But there was a safety over top of Gerald on the left side. Rome took inside release. You know, the backer, I think it was, over Gerald, covered him pretty well. And then I knew that, you know, either they were going to double DJ with that safety running over, or they were going to leave a backer on DJ. And so, you know, when you leave a backer on DJ, that's the matchup that you want and that you wish for throughout games. And so, you know, that's how it happened. I saw it either, like I said, they were going to double DJ, and I was going to throw the route and dispute it out to the route over there on the right side, returning back in, or I was going to hit DJ in the back of the end zone, one-on-one with a backer.
Your numbers really reflect better under pressure and against the blitz. Do you feel more comfortable in what you were seeing out there today?
Yeah, I think overall, I think I'm getting more comfortable. You know, I've said this recently that I was about 2 or 3 months have been a year out of football, which is crazy to think about. since my last game, you know, was November 18th before the season. I think just getting more in the flow of football, the rhythm throughout the season, the rhythm of the week, just getting more comfortable and being more consistent with myself throughout the week, I think is kind of what I'm feeling. You know, us just building, us communicating, like I said before, building on the things, whether it was good or bad. I think we're doing that well.
All right, Caleb Williams following the game today, and Bears win 24-18. The Chicago media getting a chance to ask him some questions there. And, again, it was a game where he...
he's big on communication.
He's very big on communication.
Well, so are we. We got a radio show here.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
So that being said, a wise man named Lovie Smith once said, the season's like four quarters, four games. Well, now it's 17. We'll go the first 4 weeks. So we're going to give some real quick grades, and we'll start with the offense. OB, give me a grade on the offense the first 4 weeks of the season.
The first 4 weeks? D+. C-minus, D+.
Andy?
That was going to be about C-.
I said D plus because today it would have been a D minus, but today we saw progress. It's getting a little bit better. Okay, defense, OB.
Defense, I would have to give a, from what I've seen for 4 weeks, it's either a C plus or a B minus, but maybe a B minus.
I say C plus. What do you say?
I was going to say a B.
A B.
Yeah.
A B. Okay.
We're all pretty much.
Special teams thus far?
Special teams has been.
A couple of missed field goals other than that.
That's true. It's been pretty much B+, A-.
In the opener, the special teams blocked a punt to win the game.
Yeah.
What do you think, OB?
B.
All right, I'm B+. Andy?
A-.
A-. And last but not least, the coaching staff. What do you think so far, OB?
C-.
C-. I'll give it a D+.
Yeah, I was going to say D+.
Yep. With a lot of the problems that we have had, obviously, are, you know, concerning the coaches and lack of preparation. So I would have to say they have to improve if we want to get these grades up for the, you know, the next quarter.
You hit it right on the head, Dan.
Yep.
It's up to them to make this team better.
And folks, again, I went over the records. We're 2-2. Green Bay's 2-2. Minnesota probably be 3-1, and Minnesota is way on top at 4-0. All that being said, the next two games, we've got Carolina at home. Then we go to London, where the Jaguars have played every year.
They have.
They are used to it. Be expect even if you know the Jaguars, they're 0-4. They may be 0-5 when we see them, but they will probably be favored due to the fact they're used to this whole journey, the trip, all the nonsense that goes with playing in London.
Listen, next Sunday, October 6th, we have the Panthers here, folks. Home game. This should be one hell of a game for our offense. This is a chance for us to show into the fifth game just who we are and what we're capable of. It's about time you let this offense go. And defense, just keep being aggressive, 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 aggressive. And offense, come on, let it up, open it up downfield. We got a team, my God, the Carolina Panthers. Woo. This should be a walk in the park, Danny.
And for whatever reason, Khalil Herbert has not been a part of of this.
That's
first
the mystery.
It is.
That is the mystery of this team.
And somebody needs to ask, why have we not seen Khalil Herbert? And, okay, DeAndre Swift had a decent game today. He had 90 yards running and 70 passing, and that's all good and fine. But where is Khalil Herbert? Rashawn Johnson has done some good stuff, but Khalil, in my mind, is our best back. Why have we not used him?
The reason why we got rid of Montgomery is because Khalil Herbert came on so strong, and that was the reason why. We thought we'd better our team by trading Montgomery away and getting a high pick, Danny, and it hasn't worked out. There's something goofy going on there.
All right, 24-18, the final. The Bears win it over the LA Rams. Big thanks to Sammy, Jack, and Eli behind the glass. Also to our engineers, Krista and Brett. 11 a.m. pregame next week as the Bears take on the Carolina Panthers.
And to Tina, the caller.